Ladies and gentlemen, the noise that you hear at the background, of course, is the cars going around for practice laps here at Watkins Glen on this, the day before the race. As you're listening to me now, everything is being readied and in preparation. The weather is beautiful. And when didn't you hear that on one of these reports? And we're very fortunate to be able to talk with Phil Hill, who is the honorary steward of the race this year. Phil, it's a pleasure to be able to buttonhole you here with all of your other duties at the Glen this afternoon.
Thanks, Walter. It's nice to be able to talk to you.
Phil, what is your opinion of the track here? Now, we all of us feel it's very, very highly rated. Do you have any comments to make about it as it compares with some of the other tracks on which you've driven?
The road is a little bit narrow, generally, but in other ways, it's really an outstanding circuit. It's a nice high-speed circuit with lots of there goes Moss and the new 8-cylinder Lotus Climax.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous noise, isn't it?
It certainly is. He's got the record so far, I believe, for the fastest measured time.
Yes, I think he has.
Who do you think is the most stands the best chance of winning tomorrow, Phil? Do you want to commit yourself on that score?
There will be quite a battle between Moss and Grapham.
Well, Jack has a record here too on the trials, doesn't he?
Yes, they're both very close in time.
What about the relative machines that they're driving, Phil? You could probably sum this up better than I could for the benefit of our listeners.
Well, they're both powered by the new Coventry Climax V8 engine, which as yet has not proven itself in combat. But I think that in the time that they've had to work them out now, Jack used his first at the Nürburgring in Germany and also tried it at Monza, although the weather was so hot there that it was a little difficult to get the bugs ironed out, especially in regard to heating. Moss had similar troubles there, but I think that probably the circumstances here will allow them to do quite a bit better.
The temperature, of course, overall, of climate-wise, will have something to do with this, will it not?
Yes, it will. And also, the straights aren't as long here. They don't have to stay under sustained power as long as they would at some of the other circuits.
Do you anticipate any troubles on the track tomorrow, Phil? There goes Moss again. Give you an idea of how fast he's getting around
here. Brabham right on his tail.
Yeah, Brabham driving number one, Moss in number seven. And those are the cars they will be driving tomorrow.
Yes, I think so. There might be some reason that Moss might switch back to the four-cylinder car, but I think they're getting the bugs looked out of it now.
I see, and it'll all depend on whether that's done or not.
Yes.
Phil, do you anticipate any track problems tomorrow? Granted that it isn't too hot today and there are no overheating problems here with oiling or anything like that. We had a little trouble with that last year.
No, I don't think that there should be any problems at all. Of course, the cars putting oil down on the circuit always do. It's always a problem.
That's true. Well, Phil, what are your plans? So this, of course, is the last race of the major season. What are your plans with the Ferrari team upcoming? Can you say anything about that?
No, I've made no plans as of yet. I'm just going to go home to California and relax a while.
Well, Phil Hill, thank you very, very much for talking with us here on the special pre-race broadcast on WHAM.
Thank you, Walter.